So you're out for your usual run, and the best part, you're at the end of it. Especially as you knock 7 seconds off your PB.
Woohoo!
How did that happen? Who cares? Now that feels like winning. So roll with it and turn today into Wednesday with a scratch card. Make today a Wednesday with a scratch card from the National Lottery. Your numbers make amazing happen. Search Dream Big, Play Small. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
And when you think of our show, maybe this is the first time you've ever heard the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. Think education, think science, think discovery, mixed in with the humor that we bring you every single day.
Science and discovery, yes.
This now out of, I don't know, the paleontology world?
Sure, scientists.
Yeah, so they are making discoveries on how dinosaurs reproduced. And so how they did this was reconstruct some of the dinosaurs' genitalia.
Think about it. T-Rex, tiny little arms. Like, how does that work logistically?
Honestly, I was always thinking that it was kind of like birds. And so they would fertilize a spot. And then another dinosaur would go on that spot and fertilize. You know what I mean? Kind of like fish or like something. Like, I was thinking that that's kind of how they did it. But according to this new discovery, apparently they had, quote, massive bendy appendages that made it possible for the dinosaurs to have some lovemaking moments. And you gotta think, like, these are big animals.
Oh, they're massive.
And like, so
who is on the, oh god, I'm so glad we don't have National Geographic videos showing this in action, because I feel like it would be really awkward.
Well, even think about just your knowledge of dinosaurs. And not all dinosaurs have smooth skin. Some of them are very, like, spiny and spiky, and they've got scales and stuff. Could you imagine trying to make your moves and get all up on someone, you know, a dinosaur like that? And that hurt.
Spiky? Yeah.
That hurt.
No, it would be logistically difficult.
Yeah, you would almost need a massive bendy appendage that you can unleash and hit it from a distance.
Okay. It also turns out a museum fossil turned out to have a well-preserved pelvic cavity seen in birds and crocodiles.
Yeah.
And they can keep souvenirs.
Yeah. So,
like,
so
bendy appendages.
So are you saying that one of the a pair of the dinosaurs got interrupted mid-sesh?
I think so.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This is, I'm not mature enough for this kind of learning.
This is wild.
Oh, God.
Okay. I mean, I'm telling you what, like, mind-blowing stuff right here. Mind-blowing stuff.
I mean, you didn't even realize you were going to wake up today and learn so much about the dinosaur prehistoric love.
Wow. I mean, hey, you know what? I'm here for it, though. You know, let them let them have their moment. Let them have their moment. All right.
I was just galloping through my life, right? Not knowing how that happened. Just blissfully unaware.
And now you know.
And now all of a sudden,
massive
I've been
bendy,
thrust into a world of knowledge.
Right, with massive bendy appendages. Similar to that of a duck. Modern day duck. All right.